I'm Jonathan Overby with this week's edition of the Odyssey series. The sound of the accordion is likely quite familiar to music listeners worldwide as a featured instrument in klezmer, Irish music, polka, in Bulgarian folk, mazette, chanson, Tejano, Cajun, and bluegrass are just some of the styles that the accordion thrives in. Whether it's referred to in French as the accordion, or in German as the accordion, or in Italian as an armonica, the accordion's portability, piano-like keys or buttons, and hand-operated bellows is well suited for local and global travel. The free reed accordion, whose first official appearance was in 1829, was crafted by German instrument maker Christian Friedrich Buschmann. It was patented in the same year in Vienna by Armenian-born Cyril Demian. In comparison, it is among the newer class of instruments to secure a prominent place in the music world, though the conception for its European birth drew upon ancient Chinese instruments, perhaps inspired by the shu, a free reed mouth organ that dates back to 3,000 years ago. The accordion's portability is not the only reason it became popular. The other is that it can really project sound. In other words, it's loud, even without amplification, which fits nicely as an ensemble-fronting instrument for groups that like to play dance music. Upon its arrival to the U.S., the accordion was an easy sell by German merchants who introduced the sound of the accordion, aka the squeeze box, as they traversed communities along the Texas-Mexico border, the French-speaking areas of Louisiana, and even regions including the northern part of the Midwest, where its standing in folk music is firmly planted. There are three main styles of an accordion: the popular diatonic, the chromatic, and the piano accordion with varying numbers of tuned buttons. However, it is the chromatic accordion that can play in any key, and depending on who you talk to, it is the piano accordion that most folks will recognize, with one side being a rendition of a piano keyboard, and the other showcasing from 8 to 120 chord buttons. Today, the accordion, with a facility that allows it to be played in any key structure, has a forever home in many styles, including jazz and Eurocentric classical music. But equally important is how the instrument easily adapts itself to formal stage settings, or an informal one with a smooth wooden dance floor pitched in a neighbor's barn, as well as those that serve beer and brats, shaded by an open tent near a welcoming cornfield. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in a series exploring music the world over and its power to create greater understanding of those near and far.